Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Let's get back to You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network.
Welcome back. This is You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetMGM Network. Femi Abebefe hanging out with you guys here on this Monday afternoon. 40 minutes from now, we'll be joined by Nick Kostos with his thoughts on the Buffalo Bills and if this is their best chance. The Bills have never won the Super Bowl. They're the lovable losers. Four straight Super Bowl appearances in the 90s, losing all four games. Is this their best chance to hoist that elusive Lombardi trophy? Because Mahomes is eliminated. Joe Burrow is eliminated. Lamar and the Ravens are holding on for dear life. Feels like this is the best opportunity for the Sean McDermott, Josh Allen, Buffalo Bills to win a Super Bowl. Nick will talk about that coming up to begin the 4 o'clock hour. 20 minutes from now, though, we'll get you set for Monday Night Football between the Dolphins and the Steelers. Updated line movement, see where things stand, most popular props. We'll tackle all of that in the next segment. But joining us right now, like he does each and every weekday, it's our executive producer, Bill Zimmerman. Bill, it was an entertaining Sunday of football, an entertaining weekend of sports. Unfortunately, though, the biggest headlines are the injuries. Mahomes done for the year, torn ACL. Maybe we see him come back in September, October. Who knows when Mahomes is going to come back. But the biggest deal of all, Patrick Mahomes is done, and the Chiefs eliminated from playoff contention with 3 weeks still to play.
Yeah, like you say, Femi, these things never end pretty. You know, Belichick and Brady went on forever until they couldn't stand each other. The Cowboys, absolutely, in the 90s. I mean, the end of that dynasty was a complete debacle, as you know.
Suspensions.
They never end pretty. And here we go with Patrick Mahomes, ACL. And like you've talked about, Andy Reid's getting older. What are they going to do? Are they going to try and reload? Will he stick around? Will Patrick Mahomes be the same? Is he going to be kind of off next year? As we know, you know, mobile players, athletes, they don't just snap their fingers and recover from an ACL. So it's going to be interesting for the Chiefs, not obviously for this year being eliminated, but moving forward as well.
Yeah, I mean, Brett Veach, the general manager for the Kansas City Chiefs, he's built a really good team, and obviously they had this dynastic run, but buddy, it's time to get to work. like you got to replace the coaching staff. You got to replace this core because Mahomes is still going to be a factor in this league. Like, this is not the end of the Kansas City Chiefs because they still have the best player in the sport. But it's going to be a whole lot of new cast and characters around him, which I think is going to be fascinating to see how that unfolds here for the second act of Patrick Mahomes' career. But we'll have a lot of time to talk Kansas City Chiefs this week and throughout the offseason, as they're going to be one of the A1 topics, I should say, throughout the NFL offseason. But let's go ahead and get to some of the other important headlines from yesterday in the National Football League. Bill, what's the number one thing we need to know this Monday morning? Or sorry, Monday afternoon. It's not the morning anymore, guys, even though I'm still waking up apparently.
Well, we all wish we were in Hawaii, Femi, where it is morning. So let's keep that in mind. Okay. You talked about a brutal day for the Kansas City Chiefs. Let's talk about a brutal day for the Green Bay Packers. They can't hold on to a lead and lose to the Denver Broncos 34-26. That loss, coupled with a Chicago Bears win, knocks the Packers back out of first place in the NFC North. And that's not even the worst of it, Femi. It's a non-contact knee injury for Micah Parsons, confirmed today, a torn ACL. He is out for the season. Just a devastating blow for a Packers team that went all in on 2025.
Yeah, this is the most impactful injury of the season. I know, like, obviously Mahomes is the biggest headline and him tearing his ACL is very impactful, but Kansas City was not going to make the postseason. As we've seen over the last month, they're just not, it wasn't their year. The team's not good enough. They were never going to be a factor in terms of who was going to win the Super Bowl. The Green Bay Packers were a factor. And this was the team that I felt was going to win the NFC once we got to the playoffs if they were healthy. And all of a sudden, you can forget about all of that. Micah Parsons is what took this team to another level. Like, this guy was playing, if not for Myles Garrett and his pursuit of history, like Micah Parsons was the best defensive player outside of Garrett this season in the NFL. Like, he was at a DPOY level, 12 and a half sacks, getting to the quarterback. And even on the play where he got injured, he just like destroys the offensive tackle and is hunting down Bo Nix. And then his knee just gives out. Like, that's how impactful of a player, one of the best players in the NFL. And it took Green Bay from being, oh, like, here's this frisky team that can make the playoffs and be a wild card team. And it took them to, oh, no, this is a real deal Super Bowl contender that they no longer are because they will not have this guy the rest of the way. And I don't know, maybe this was just like a cursed season for the Green Bay Packers, because at no point did we actually see the fully formed Green Bay Packers. You know, like, the season week two, Jaden Reed breaks his collarbone. He just came back a couple weeks ago. Christian Watson obviously came back after tearing his ACL week 18 last year, and he just came back about a month ago or so. Tucker Kraft having his best season of his career, looking like the best tight end in football. He tears his ACL, and now the best player on the team, Micah Parsons, he tears his ACL. Like, fully formed, this team, I think, was going to win the NFC. Like, I feel pretty confident in saying that. They were that good, that talented. But now, what's the ceiling for Green Bay? 7 seed? 6 seed? I don't think they're going to win the division anymore. Maybe they can win the division, but even if they do, do you have a ton of confidence in this team winning multiple playoff games? I don't. Like, that's the reason why they pushed the chips to the center of the table and traded for Micah Parsons. So, like, this is such a devastating injury for the Green Bay Packers. And it's a bummer. Like Micah Parsons is one of my favorite players. He was one of my favorite Cowboys. Obviously, they traded him, but I still love watching him play because he is that guy. And now, I mean, he's saying he's going to be back in September, but is he going to be back to the guy that we saw prior to the injury? It might take some time as an athletic player. Like, this is an injury that will be impactful, not just for this year, but also in 2026. Now, for the winners, I mean, this is where it gets really interesting, right? Because we're all talking about, well, Kansas City is done. Joe Burrow's not going to make the playoffs. Josh Allen, right? Like, this, a path is there for the Buffalo. Everyone's looking for who is going to win this wide open AFC. Guys, Denver's right there. The Denver Broncos are right there. This might be, and I was telling Bill this earlier this afternoon, this might be the quietest 11-game win streak that I've seen in NFL history. The Broncos continue to get doubted, and I'm saying this as the biggest Bronco hater from this past offseason. I said this team was going to finish last. It's a laughable take now, fast forward to December 15th. But, like, I thought this team was way overrated. Clearly, I was wrong. But it sounds like now they're very underrated because people keep looking for who's going to win the... It's like, guys, it's Denver. They're going to likely be a 1 seed. The playoffs are going through the Rocky Mountains, a place that's incredibly difficult to win in January. And say what you want. And I have a lot to say about Bo Nix. I don't think he's very good. Yesterday, best game of his career. I thought Bo Nix actually balled out. He's making plays on the move, throwing balls accurate. Like, Bo Nix was ready to rise to the occasion yesterday, and he did. And that's why Denver won the game. It wasn't because of the defense. The defense, I thought, just had like an okay game. They came up with some big plays late, but the defense wasn't its usual elite self. They needed Bo Nix to be that guy, and he was that guy for them. And if they get that version of Bo Nix in January...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Curtains. It's done. They're going to the Super Bowl. I think they are going to the Super Bowl. And I think that just right now, we're all just kind of being apprehensive to buy into it because we don't like Bo Nix. Everyone says, oh, what happens if it's Bo Nix versus Josh Allen in the playoffs? I'll tell you what happens. Denver's going to kick their ass is what's going to happen. The Broncos are for real. And it's time that we all just acknowledge it and get on the bandwagon because they're going to be playing in Santa Clara in February. Bill, hit me with the next one.
Femi, how about the LA Rams? They beat the Detroit Lions 41-34. We talked about Jared Goff coming in and facing his old mates. He played well, 338 yards and three touchdowns. But the Rams' offense just too much for that depleted Lions secondary. The Lions fall to 8-6, probably now going to have to win out to make the playoffs. Meanwhile, the Rams with that victory hold on to the number one seed in the NFC playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, this was a hell of a game, man. Like, this was a really awesome game watching. Like, that was the thing. Like, Packers-Broncos on one screen, got Rams and the Lions on another screen, got the other afternoon games on the tablets and all that. It was, like, a really fun late window that we saw yesterday in the NFL, but this game was awesome. And Matthew Stafford, incredible once again as he continues to build on his MVP case. He's got a big one coming up on Thursday. That's going to be one hell of a game with the NFC West first place being on the line. But yesterday, like, that dude, 368 yards, two touchdown passes, did have the interception to Aiden Hutchinson, but outside of that play, I thought Stafford was tremendous in the game. But what was so fascinating about the game, though, is because, like, you saw the Lions, the potential for this offense. They jumped on the Rams. I bet plus six, and I kept betting plus six throughout the day. And the way that game started, 24-14, I'm thinking to myself, man, this is where Detroit announces themselves as still being a legitimate team that can compete in the NFC. But the Rams offense kept coming, man. They just kept coming. And the problem for Detroit is that defensively, they might call me and you next week to go out there and play safety. Like, they have no one who can cover. They cannot cover a soul. And Stafford was just dicing them up, going to Puka Nacua, going to Devontae Adams. But the problem now going forward is this Devontae Adams injury. Like, you could tell instantly the way he pulled up. It's like, man, that's going to be multi-week. That's like 3 to 4 weeks potentially. Maybe we don't see Devontae Adams back until the playoffs. And this is like the worst possible timing because this Thursday, they're at Seattle in a game that will determine first place. Like, you want to have all hands on deck, especially with the defense that clearly had their number the last time they played in LA. Well, now it's outdoors, hostile environment. That defense is still humming along. That's going to be a hell of a test for this Rams offense. But boy, you got to give them a lot of credit for yesterday and for the Detroit Lions. It's a season that was kind of lost to injury, which is the unfortunate part of this. That's how the NFL can be sometimes. It's war of attrition. It got the Chiefs, it got the Packers, and it looks like it's got the Lions as well. Maybe they make the playoffs, but I don't think they're making too much noise if they're able to get there. Bill, hit me with the next one.
Well, Femi, it certainly looked like the New England Patriots were on their way to burying the Buffalo Bills when they jumped out to a 21-0 lead. But you can never count out Josh Allen and the Bills. They come all the way back in this one, win it 35-31. Now, the Patriots are still holding on to their lead in the AFC East, now sitting at 11-3. Buffalo moves up to 10-4 and certainly positioning themselves strongly to either catch the Patriots in the AFC East or take that top wild card spot, put themselves in a pretty good position for an AFC run this January.
What a game this was, man. I was locked in on this one in the early window. This was awesome. And early on, when it was 21-0, it did feel a little bit like passing of the torch in the AFC East, because that was a hat and t-shirt game for New England. If they won that game, they won the division. And it, like, Drake May with the two early rushing touchdowns, Travion Henderson's breaking off that long TD, it just felt like, man, New England, it just might be their year to take this thing down. And then Josh Allen went nuclear, and James Cook went nuclear, and the Buffalo Bills looked like the Buffalo Bills offense that everyone has fallen in love with. Like, that team, like, it was a tremendous offensive performance. And maybe you could blame part of it on, hey, well, you know, like, is New England's defense really top-notch? I know they've got some injuries with Milton Williams. They're not really, like, one of the high-level units that we have in the league, but still, got to give the Bills full credit. And defensively as well, have to give the Bills full credit, because they couldn't get a stop to save their lives in the first half. And in the second half, they were consistently getting off the field. So big kudos to Buffalo. But I still think questions remain for the Buffalo Bills, because you watch them play and I don't see a team that's incredibly talented. And you still need a great team to win a Super Bowl. It can't just be one player, because that's what everyone's going to point to. Josh Allen, he's the guy. Can't just be one guy. You need an entire team. Speaking of needing an entire team, questions remain for the New England Patriots. What's the knock on New England? Look at the schedule. Who have they beaten? They had a chance to beat a big-time team, or at least a contending team, in their home building, up 21, and they couldn't close the door. I think we're going to have a lot of these questions with New England heading into the postseason, and this to me feels like more of a really good regular season team that's going to come up short once we get to the playoffs when it really matters most. Bill, hit me with the next one.
All right, Femi. It wasn't exactly how anybody thought it was going to look, but the Seattle Seahawks did in fact take down Phillip Rivers and the Indianapolis Colts. Final in this one, 18-16. Hawks get 6 Jason Myers field goals for the win, and Phillip Rivers, not too terrible. Stats aren't gaudy. 120 passing yards, 1 touchdown, 1 interception, passer rating 73-1, QBR 52-5. But Femi, it could have been a lot worse. Some people were calling this irresponsible, but Phillip Rivers looked better than some quarterbacks out there.
I didn't know if I went as far as irresponsible, but I did say this might get a little bit weird. I was concerned about Phillip Rivers. And honestly, like, usually we talk about the winning team first. Now, I'm going to talk about the losers first, man. Hell of an effort for the Indianapolis Colts to keep this game competitive throughout. I mean, when Rivers left the field, they were winning the game. Like, they were winning the game. And then Jason Myers, of course, breaks their hearts there at the end. But I thought the defense really balled out. And that's a defense that's shorthanded. No Tre'Davious Ward, no Sauce Gardner, no DeForest Buckner. And they had the Seahawks in hell on offense. Like, I thought it was a really nice performance by Indianapolis as a whole. And for Rivers, like, yeah, like, they're not going to have him throw the ball beyond the line of scrimmage. Like, this guy, all the passes were short. You know? Like, but, like, he can still anticipate. He can clearly see, like, know what the defense is doing. He just physically cannot threaten the defense on all levels. And in fact, he can only threaten them on one level, which is the short game, the checkdown game. And that's what it's going to be for the Colts. But, like, to be honest, like, all jokes aside and everything, because I was very, very concerned. I even tweeted, this is TVMA now that Rivers is starting. Like, it's got to be a pretty inspiring performance for those Indianapolis Colts players to see Phillip Rivers, retired for 5 years, a guy who knows what it's like on the other side. Like, he had his career, like, and he was retired, living his life, coaching high school football, and he came back. Like, those guys, I'm sure in that locker room are like, hey, man, like let's cherish this. Like we know, like, this, you're not everyone's getting the call. Rivers was lucky to get the call. Like worst players don't get that call. The fact that he was really good in his prime is why Shane Steichen said, come bail us out and help us try to make it to the postseason. So that's got to be pretty inspiring for those Indianapolis Colts guys. And I thought Rivers was really awesome in the postgame as well. As for Seattle, we're watching you. You're under investigation. It didn't look good for the Seattle Seahawks, and that could have been an embarrassing loss for Seattle, who the offense, they cannot run the football. And if that's the case, and everything gets put on Sam Darnold, it's going to be a quick trip to the playoffs for the Seattle Seahawks, who at one point were thought of as Super Bowl contenders. We'll hit the other games from throughout the National Football League, as well as the breaking news out of our nation's capital with quarterback Jaden Daniels. It's coming up next here on You Better, You Bet.
We'll be right back with You Better, You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.